الله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we read the verses of Siyam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has made fasting obligatory upon you, like how fasting was obligatory upon the past communities, so that you can gain taqwa. Allah didn't specify the days. Allah says ayyaman ma'dudat, for a specific amount of days. But these dates were not specified in that particular verse. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now specifically mentions the days of fasting that have to be observed. Allah says shahru ramadan, that those specific dates are on the day on the those specific days refer to the month of Ramadan, in which a person has to observe the fast of this entire month. And this month is a month in which the Quran was revealed. If we look in the subhanallah, we look at the month of Ramadan, we will notice that all the divine scriptures, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, all of these scriptures that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these kutub that came from Allah, they were all revealed in their entirety to their respective Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, all at once in the month of Ramadan, on different days. When we look at the Quran, we see the Quran was also revealed in this month of Ramadan. It was revealed in its entirety from Al-Lawhul Mahfuz to the firmament of the earth, that is the sky, and from there gradually over a period of 23 years to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is something special about the Quran, which the other books did not share in. The other books were revealed in their entirety to their respective messengers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains this Quran. So Allah says this month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed in, Allah says this Quran is a guidance for mankind. And we explain how the Quran is a guidance for man before. So this Quran is a means of guidance for mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. What else does this Quran contain? It contains those clear proofs and clear signs of how it is a guidance for man, and how it becomes a criterion between right and wrong for man. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. That whoever from amongst you witnesses the month of Ramadan, then he should observe the fast of this month. Yesterday we spoke about a verse in which we said that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in the early stages of Islam, when fasting just became obligatory upon them, they were given a choice between fasting or giving fidya. So if a person is sound and healthy and he did not want to fast, then he could give fidya when fasting had just become obligatory. This was in the early days of Islam, when fasting had become wajib, fard upon them. But in that verse, we said that particular verse was mansukh, it was abrogated, it was cancelled. It was cancelled by this verse that comes in today's lesson. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that whoever now witnesses this month of Ramadan from amongst you, then he should fast it. That means if you are healthy, you sound, you are fit, then you keep the fast of this month of Ramadan. It is wajib for you to keep the fast. It is fard upon you to keep the fast in the month of Ramadan. So somebody may ask this question: what is this whole abrogation and cancellation all about? One verse cancelling the other. Remember, my dear brothers, as we just stated, this Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over a period of 23 years. All the injunctions, all the rulings did not come down all at once. They came down gradually. And we see also in the times of Sahaba, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their times were very recent. They were very close to the days of Jahiliyyah. And we would see the practice of the people in the days of Jahiliyyah. What were they doing? People would even make tawaf of the Kaaba naked. The people would drink khamar, they would drink alcohol. That's why we see in Islam also, right at the beginning of Islam, alcohol was not prohibited. First, the law was easy. After that, the laws and the prohibitions came regarding the ayat regarding the prohibition of khamar came down. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhum explained how when they heard about the prohibition, immediately they complied and they listened to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these bottles were in their hands, and immediately they threw them down the gutter. So in Islam, sometimes in the beginning, certain verses come depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looks at the circumstances that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are in, their conditions. Sometimes initially the law is easy, and later onwards the law becomes a little difficult. So the changes of laws happen according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, today I have perfected and I have completed your deen for you. Now there is no alteration, now there is no changes to the injunctions and the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Then now, from amongst you sahaba, whoever sees this month of Ramadan, then he should observe the fast of this Ramadan. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرْ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. And whoever is sick, Allah is reiterating the same message that came yesterday. Allah says, whoever is sick, or he, if he's on some journey, then if he does not want to fast, then he can make up for these fasts on some other days. Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah only intends easiness for you. Allah does not intend to make life difficult upon you. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to complete this entire month of Ramadan, observing the fast of this month of Ramadan, and so that you can make the takbir glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him having guided you. That is why we see, once we complete the fast in the month of Ramadan, then we make the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Wa la'allakum tashkurun. And so that when you complete the fast of the month of Ramadan, you can then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of his bounties. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.